Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. The Smiths are home in the woods once more, and I'm back at the keyboard. After my annual stint as a member of the referee team for the Drake Relays in Des Moines, it seems like I've been away from this northern paradise for months, not 2 weeks. My return to the Keys finds us having passed the Ojibwe Budding Flowers Moon and chalking up 1 week of month five. My, how the days whiz by. With only a few white remnants left in shady spots along the mile of pine, Old Man Winter has passed the baton to spring in the upper Gunflint. Such was marked by ice out on our Gunflint Lake May 3rd. If other area larger bodies of water haven't already followed suit, the disappearance of their solidarity can't be far away. Our first segment of ice-free water found brisk west winds rolling the happy liquid against our granite shoreline, just as it was before it ceased last December. It's always joyous when ripples begin lapping up on the rocks. Many smaller lakes have been open for several days now, and with these open waters have come the return of many quacker species and, of course, our charming loons. It's such a delight to hear the happy yodeling from up and down the lakes. And if these winged creatures aren't creating enough excitement, angst is noted as the first regiment of skeeters are buzzing about. Of course, these mini drones are the non-biting reconnaissance crew that's doing GPS work on us humans for the next real terrorists. To take this discussion further, I heard a report from a couple early season hikers who returned to base covered in wood ticks. Ick. Guess we have to take the bad with the good in regard to this warm weather happening. The territory remains longing for a good spring soaking. Our open water is finding everyone scurrying to get their wildfire sprinkler systems up and running. At least properties can be soaked down artificially until Mother Nature breaks loose. A fellow I know had to dig his wildfire sprinkler pumping line out of a snowbank in order to get his system going last weekend. Another rite of spring took place last Saturday with the 8th anniversary of the Ham Run Half Marathon and 5K. The day was spectacular, one of the few times for the event, and a far cry from last year when conditions were not the most favorable, with still frozen lakes and frosty air. Nearly 100 entries enjoyed the experience of the two races from Gunflint Pines Resort for the 13.1-mile race and Seagull Fishing Camp for the 5K. Thanks go out to all in the Gunflint community for volunteering their time in making this event a marvelous tribute to the memory of our infamous 2007 Ham Lake Fire. The next exciting activity is due to reconvene this weekend with the Minnesota Walleye Fishing Opener, as usual on top of Mother's Day. Remembering last year on opening day when ice fishing could have been more appropriate, this year an auger will not be needed. Happy angling to all casting their first line of 2015, but be particularly careful in floating craft as water temps are still dangerously cold. Yours truly can attest to it, as I was briefly in the Gunflint Gal's high 30-degree water earlier this week to set my wildfire sprinkler system lines. Even in my wetsuit, the chilly waters got my attention. Whereas many folks living in these parts have deep concern over any number of invasive plants and animals, another new one seems to be lurking and bears watching in the years to come. Not only are we being ambushed by the emerald ash borer, an article in the April issue of National Geographic magazine, The Bug That's Eating the Woods, calls attention to another critter ravaging ponderosa logpole pine forest in the western U.S. and Canada. Our warming climate nemesis is fostering epidemic proportions of the mountain pine beetle. It has devastated more than 60 million acres of forest from New Mexico through British Columbia since the 90s, and their movement is heading eastward along the northern U.S.-Canadian border. Most everyone knows that ponderosa lodgepoles are not native to northern Minnesota, but jack pines are, and the gnawing critters are also known to enjoy the jack pine species as well. With the flourishing natural reforestation of jack pine in our fire-ravaged areas of Gunflint Country, we now have one more invasive issue for which to be on the lookout. According to the Nat Geo article, the beetle movement is not near us yet, but one has to assume our Minnesota DNR and local Cook County invasive team is monitoring the progress of this western migrant as it moves eastward in the coming years. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor Gunflint's sky blue waters once again. Happy Mother's Day!